What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Memphis, well, they all play their part. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee. He likes to get out of town. He loves to make his rounds. He might be driving through the Cumberland Gap riding, or riding on a riverboat heading to Natchez. Could be taking his time in East Tennessee, but you can bet he'll be back to Music City. Cause Alex Gold loves Tennessee. Well, when he's in Memphis, he's the king. He's a honky-tonk angel in the foothills of the Smokies. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee.
Yeah, he does. Alex loves it, right?
He does.
Tennessee, f*** that.
Yeah.
Cities. Tennessee, f*** that. Cities. Tennessee, f*** that. Cities.
Keep them coming, Gold. Keep them coming. He got a word that rhymed with cities confused
Tennessee
with...
Tennessee. Cities.
That's great. I love it.
So he loves Tennessee.
He loves Tennessee cities,
I get where
right?
he's coming from. Yeah. I love Tennessee cities, too.
Yeah, well, Alex Gold loves it. Yeah.
Sunday, I'm going to shave the cheeks and everything else.
Mm-hmm. She's such a smooth ride.
So good.
What a treasure. The macadamia nut himself. Oh, man, that's great. So apparently, Bob, you are completely wrong with everything you've said today.
Oh, my wife's texting him?
Nope, from 913. That's funny. That's LOL. That's how it starts. LOL. My 13.
Anybody who uses LOL when they're not, stop with the overusage of the LOL.
I think they actually are using it. My 13-year-old daughter doesn't care about Swift, and her high school friends didn't freak out. Neither did the high school that one of my childhood friends teaches at. But I like how Bob thinks how everyone just in Kansas City is revolving around it. I told my coworker yesterday, and he was like, "Cool, good for them." I was listening when the news broke. You'd be surprised by how many people it doesn't affect or bother.
You are a wet blanket. That's all I got to say about that.
I just want to listen to the Alex Gold Tennessee song.
We have two.
We got
the other
one.
Because the other one I thought was like perfect. Alex Gold, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, I don't know if he's going to be mad at us. Who cares?
I don't
because,
care.
I mean, literally.
Tennessee. Cities. Tennessee. Cities. Tennessee cities.
Yeah, I hear the legends calling all about them Tennessee cities.
From Knoxville to Nashville, don't care which one it is.
Tennessee cities.
I love Tennessee cities, baby, all of them Tennessee cities.
Tennessee cities.
Well, I love Tennessee cities, every single Tennessee city.
Tennessee cities.
Just a Kansas City kid.
In love with Tennessee cities.
There's only one man left on this planet who's not in a hurry to leave.
That's right. You're not having fun if you're not having fun.
How about those Tennessee cities?
I love those Tennessee cities, man.
They're great. And they're all sizes, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you guys sent me the video yesterday, like, worth your time, like 42 seconds. Okay, it happened the first 3 seconds. Perfect. Let me make a song about Alex. Yeah. Let me make another song about Alex. Bam, done.
It was great because he thought the Taylor Swift Kelce announcement was going to brush this under the rug.
He's like, oh, sorry, good. Thank God that came out. Dusty Pop won't be talking about this. Oh, no. Yeah. We've got songs, baby.
Yeah.
BBL stinky.
I was going to say, I am the instigator. You could probably parlay that into something.
The instigator.
Yeah. For the 913, you love them all. Small, big, it doesn't matter. Every city is beautiful.
It really is. Did you have a favorite Tennessee city?
Tennessee. Matt, when you cities.
I think Knoxville has a lot of cities within itself, you know, so I would say Knoxville.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of little cities in Knoxville, within, the metro area
100%.
There? Yeah. Okay. I went to Chattanooga. Very nice city.
I love Chattanooga.
Yeah.
I really do. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Beautiful place. Up in the kind of the mountains a little bit there. Yes. Very nice place. Went to a wedding there a couple of years ago. It was a fantastic place.
Yeah. Did you officiate or?
No, I did not. I should have officiated.
Because if you want Bob to officiate your wedding, $500, just let me know.
Cash.
We'll try to get you.
Cash. Yeah, please. We're not taking checks. Yeah, we don't do that.
What's my cut? Is 10%?
I'll give you 10%. Okay, sweet. You book them. You'll get 10% of every booking that you make. If you want me to do yours, I'll give you it for $450.
I love that there's two drops in here, and one of them says gold drop, do not play on air.
Oh.
The other one says gold drop.
Tennessee. Cities.
One play the other one.
Somebody says they people underestimate fake cities could be the best as well.
There's nothing
wrong with fake cities.
No, fake cities are fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
They just kind of stare at you.
You know, you keep mentioning Lee's Summit and about the where Travis wanted to propose and whatnot. He tried to do it in Lee's Summit. Frank wanted to charge him double, so he had to go across the state line with the Royals.
Yeah, the engagement in a garden in Lee's Summit yesterday. City of love, baby. That's where I live.
They always say.
That's what I'm trying to
tell
people.
That's why it's yours truly, Lee Summit, I guess. But it was Lee Wood. He proposed right there by the ballpark. And him and I was envisioning it yesterday, them leaving their home in Lee Wood, pushing the stroller to the ball game right down 119th Street.
Bringing the kid, man.
Oh, my God. Alex calls it Knockersville, not Knoxville.
You get the day.
Beautiful.
Oh, man. Somebody says, did the Titans change their name? I can't see. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. What a day yesterday. I mean, like, it all just came to a head, right? Like, everything just happened yesterday.
I was just really excited. It makes me think, you got to think that Tennessee is going to be one of the cities that one of these people that got engaged yesterday might have their bachelor or bachelorette party at, right?
Yeah.
You think Nashville is where T-Swift might go, or Nashville's where Kelce will go. Because you know there'll be one of those videos of him being inebriated, singing a song of hers, probably 100%. At a bachelor party.
Oh, yeah, I hope he sings it so high school because it's about him.
It's about him. Yeah.
My daughter said to me the other day, my freshman, she said, we were talking about cities or whatever, and she said, I'd really like to go to Nashville. She goes, but there's nothing there for my age yet.
She's right.
And I'm like, yeah, you probably are right about that. You know?
Yeah, bang for your buck. Just wait 7 years. You're going to have way more fun.
Right?
Way
absolutely.
100%. Yeah. I guess if there's like a concert, but even then, you want to go out after all the things that you can't get in anywhere.
No.
Really, you can't.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, she was smart to say that.
Yeah,
she goes,
smart.
I'd like to go and, you know, see Tennessee or see Nashville. And I'm like, oh, let's go. She goes, yeah, but it's not for my age right now. I'm like, all right.
Good for her.
Tennessee, great place.
Tennessee, cities.
Unbelievable.
Somebody great says cities. In the text line, you could be like, you can just hear the sheer panic in his voice.
Oh, you can. That's the best part about it, because you know he went, he goes, as soon as he said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they hit the dump button as fast as I've ever seen?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
But the bachelorette party, can you see Taylor and her friends riding around on one of those pedal bikes?
Of course.
It'd be awesome.
With the sash that says bride-to-be. Yes. Like, she should just do that.
Yeah, be
just
a woo girl.
It and see if anybody recognizes her.
Oh, jeez.
Like, don't have camera crews and stuff like that. Just grab your friends and whatnot and just get it and do it. Who's the bike rental under? Taylor S. Okay, fine. Be here at 10. What do I care? Yeah. And then it's Taylor that shows up. And see if she pedals around Nashville on one of those bikes. See if anybody recognizes. Because I'm sure you'll have more people that go, that kind of looks like Taylor Swift. But no, but there's no way.
Be. Right? Yeah.
I guarantee it would be like that, right?
I can't wait to buy him beers at Stewie McBrew's and Lee Summit, where they tend to, you know, visit quite often. 53-man roster was cut to yesterday for the Chiefs. Robert Tonyan misses it. Mike Edwards misses it. Mike Pinnell misses it. Out of those three, who are you most surprised at? Pinnell missing it?
Yeah, Pinnell and Tonyan, like, tied. Yeah. But Pinnell was the starting nose tackle all of training camp, so that is probably the most shocking.
But then, Binkley said he'll probably be back today, which I thought was kind of an interesting take by Jay. Some more, you know, people will go on this IR, you know, and he will get back on the roster. I don't know if that's the case. We'll see. I mean, we're talking about, you know, bottom of the roster guys that, you know, are out of every organization. But I was telling Dusty in the break, I go, honest to God, Tommy DeVito was the biggest name cut yesterday in the NFL.
Most well-known name.
Most well-known name. Yeah, sure. Yes. So, yeah, not best player, but absolutely. Yeah,
biggest name, though.
But who else is anybody talking about that was cut yesterday? Like, it felt like a quiet day. I guess once the announcement with Taylor and Travis, they're like, eh.
The Isaiah Simmons cut, I think, was it your Giants who cut him? I can't even remember where he was playing, but he was like a first-round pick a few years ago. They cut him. Yeah. But yeah, you know, you're right. Tommy Cutlets, bro.
It was by far the biggest name, and everybody putting out the memes of, you know, the Sopranos yesterday, life in New Jersey today, and it's so like the guy at the phone booth, and like, what do you mean? Banging the phone and all that kind of stuff. But that was going on, yeah, because I know my dad, I cut the guy. I don't understand why.
Him getting cut yesterday gave me the information of the correct way to say mozzarella. I thought it was mozzarella.
Well, it depends on where you are, right? Because
I watched this guy yesterday for about 10 straight minutes making sandwiches in Jersey. He's like, hey, check out the fresh mozzarella.
Mozzarella, how you doing? I can't do that. So like, my whole thing is like, I'm not going to try to fake an accent when I go to a restaurant to order something. You know, it's like, it's mozzarella. I feel foolish saying mozzarella. You know, like yeah, I'm not Italian. Yeah,
exactly.
Do that at Jasper's next time. He'll probably like, get out.
Yeah, no. Take Jerry with you. People will say, like, there's other words that people use Italian-wise. I'm like, I just can't go to that. Like, watch Giada sometimes, and every word has got, like, that Italian accent. I'm like, I can't do that. I would look fraudulent doing that.
Yeah. Somebody says Hunter Renfro got cut by the Panthers. He's way bigger of a name than Tommy DeVito.
Not really.
What's funny
that's
is,
too bad.
It's funny. He's probably younger than Tommy DeVito and looks like 20 years older than Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, because he had that health scare a couple years ago.
Oh, that's
kept
right.
him out of
yeah.
the league. Yeah, that's too bad.
So he left the Royals and then went and tried out for a football
game. Exactly
hey,
right.
More power to you, man.
Hey, man.
Damn, he's 29?
Yeah.
Hunter Renfro?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he was at Clemson for like 9 years,
How old
too.
Did you think he was?
Like 34?
My age.
Oh, you thought he was
younger.
Yeah, younger. Oh, nice. No, I thought he had more time. That's too bad. Yeah, that's probably it.
Nope. It's 7:30, Mac. Take it away.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Let's start with the biggest news of the day. One word on Kelce Swift.
Awesome. Fun. Exciting. Love.
Just one.
Those two people are in love, man. Like, all these people said it was fake and all this kind of stuff. I even had people in group threads go, man, I was wrong about that one. You know, like, they were trying to call out, like, it was fake early on and all this kind of stuff. And that's love. That is love, 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 man. Do you love love? Because I do. That was love.
Yes.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what love is. I would say engagement is the word for the engagement. I mean, everybody in... Not everybody. I got to, you know, take a few steps back because we're still getting some backlash on the text line. But most people yesterday were engaged with this story, from men to women to kids to teenagers to young adults. Everybody was glued to the phone. I mean, I even had one of my buddies, you know, ladies call me and was like, are the rumors true? I'm like, what rumors? I'm like, what do you know about stadiums? She's like, no. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, is it true? I'm like, oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. There's enough sources out here, and the pictures, you know, were relevant in that Garden and Lee Summit where they got engaged.
His yard in Leawood.
And so, you know, engagement would be my word for yesterday's big news.
Yeah, once TMZ put it out there, you knew it was safe to trust, you know? Mm-hmm.
Tommy DeVito was not the only one cut yesterday. McCole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Kadarius Toney is still a thing?
I mean, he's trying to be a thing.
Where? Where was he? Was he in Cleveland?
Never heard of him.
I can't remember. There was a stint in Cleveland. Yeah. I don't know if that was the most recent one.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
I didn't know he was with anybody.
Everyone basically from the 2022 team that Mahomes won an MVP with is not on a roster anymore, just to show you how good Mahomes is.
Wait, go through the names again real fast.
MVS, McCole Hardman, Kadarius Toney, Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Clyde didn't make the Saints.
Nope. Did not make the Saints.
Oh, really?
Contract terminated was the verbiage that I read.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's.
There's
stinks.
So many different things. There's like waivers.
I know.
Okay, so I looked it up this morning.
Okay.
If you are waived, you have 4 years or less in the NFL, you have to clear waivers. If you have 4 years or more in the NFL, you're released, and that means you can just sign today with anybody.
And if your contract's terminated?
And that I didn't look up because I didn't see that yesterday.
It sounds so much worse than waived or released.
Yeah.
Terminated.
Yeah. It's all, I guess, semantics and how you look
exactly.
at it. But maybe it's about how you can bring somebody back to your team as well. I know I'm sad for Clyde. I really am.
We were rooting for him.
Yeah. But again, biggest name. Tommy DeVito had a movement for 2 years.
Yeah.
Like nobody else did, right? But I love your point about that. And I think it's something we probably need to come back to later in the week or just kind of have.
Yeah, I'll
because
write it down.
He won a Super Bowl with how many guys that were just cut yesterday 2 years ago? And people want to downplay what Patrick Mahomes is as a quarterback. His entire offensive weaponry was cut yesterday in the NFL.
One word on this Chiefs 53.
Solid. Good. Yeah, I like it. I'm good with it. Like, I looked at the list of guys that were cut. I didn't really recognize any of the names. And so that means we got everybody we thought was going to be on the roster for the most part.
Yeah, I'd say the big names that were cut. Tonyan, Pinnell. Mike Edwards and Carson Steele were probably the four that, you know,
notable.
I would consider semi-household names. Obviously, Carson Steele was a big name last year because he had the big first preseason game, then the Gator story or the Crocodile, whatever it is. And then you see that happen. Plus, they kept those four running backs, Pacheco, Kareem Hunt, Elijah Mitchell, and the rookie.
Rashard Smith at SMU.
So that kind of answers that question where they're going in the market of running backs that were either available or not. The phone stays silent. The regular season is in full force. So 53, let's go.
I didn't expect any of those running backs to be cut. You drafted a guy and then you signed a guy in the offseason. Unless you were going to, like, honestly, if your ranking of who should have been cut based on investment, Kareem Hunt was number one on that list.
Yep. It's true. One word, Royals last night came back 4-0. Don't have the stat in front of me, Dusty, but I know there's an incredible stat about them coming back on the road there. And they win 5-4 in Chicago, winning
needed,
game two.
Needed yesterday.
Yeah, it was from Nick Keppel of the Royals. He tweeted out yesterday, tonight was the first time the Royals won a road game in which they trailed by at least four runs after the seventh inning since July 19th, 1997. In Seattle.
That's nuts.
So,
almost 30 years ago.
A lot of good words. Renovating, surprise, exhaustion. The bats were asleep. They were gone. They were, too much melatonin. Didn't wake up until the seventh inning, until the eighth inning, actually, for the Royals. And they come back
caught
and
up with the Taylor news.
Yeah, I hope that fantasy draft was fun. Shouldn't be having your fantasy draft. You got a bye week. Or you got an off day on Thursday. That's when you should have had your fantasy draft.
Yeah, you know what guys are doing on their off day? Nothing together. They're off.
Yeah, exactly.
You hanging out with your workmates after, 5 o'clock on Friday, you get an off day? No, they're going to go hang out with their families and rest.
Mm-hmm. See you Saturday, Bob.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got one off day, you're going to spend that with your family.
Yeah, but we're not going to go over to Bob's like, hey, did you guys see this story? Put it in the rundown for Monday. Hey, by the way, I'd be like,
hell no.
I would literally tell you to shut up or leave.
Yeah, I'd be like, no, get out of here. Soccer player Casper Ruud.
Who?
I don't know if that's how you say his name. R-U-U-D.
Casper Ruud. Rely on Ruud.
He talked about...
Was he being rude?
It depends. You be the judge of that. He was talking about the smell of Mary Jane in New York City.
I've come from a place which is very, very different than New York and grow up closer
John
to
Rocker.
The sea and quiet. And I'm not a big fan of the smell of weed. when you when you walk around. No, but seriously, it's not even, I'm not even joking here, because it's every corner, every street, you smell it by almost anywhere you go. So I this is not something sportsmen do or that no one does that. Since I reached the final here a few years ago, people have sort of
keep sportsmen.
Their eyes up. So this is nice, but I don't love the weed smell. That's the thing I can say. But everything else is pretty cool. Yeah,
he's a U.S. Open tennis player. You had him listed as a soccer player.
I was like, that's not right. Thank you. Okay. Yes.
Because
yes.
So this happens tennis every year with the U.S. Open now that weed has been legalized in New York. And look, I can attest from being in New York City since weed has been legalized, he's not wrong. Like, the entire city smells like a skunk. Like,
sweet.
Like, they legalized it and everybody lit up at the same time and hasn't stopped.
Awesome.
You walk down the streets, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
Did, like, New York just go to Times Square and they just had, like, a giant hemp leaf go down like the ball on New Year's Eve, and then they just, instead of lighting the lighter, they just all lit a J?
It's really, like, insanity. You walk through Manhattan and now and you see, like, all these shops and... The last time we were there was 2 years ago. We'll be back in November for Thanksgiving this year. But, like, a lot of the shops weren't quite legalized yet. So, like, everybody was dealing out of, like, a trailer on the street. And, like, I mean, it's just different than anything you've ever experienced before. So these guys are correct about that. But, I mean, it is 2025.
Is it a real city or a fake city?
Tennessee. cities.
Yeah, well, it's a real one, all right.
Tennessee. cities.
But now that's like a rite of passage now every year with the U.S. Open over the last 3 years is all the tennis players complaining about the smell of weed. It happens every year. Mark my words, this time next year there will be some guy that somebody complaining it smells like weed at the tennis center. NFL players haven't complained. Baseball players haven't complained.
Athletes don't partake. I'm like, athletes here do.
Yeah.
Like, they would go, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know any sportsmen that participate. You don't? Okay.
Really? I give you a list of 20.
I mean, my God.
Just here in the city.
Yeah. I mean, we've gotten texts about people. Like, this guy's my neighbor, and boy, does it stink over there and stuff, like years ago. So, yeah, he's right. But again, it's 2025. I don't know what to tell you on that one. It's kind of like a running joke now.
Some more.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Some more text from the text line about the Swift Kelsey stuff from the 623. I agree with the 913. Happy for them. The sun's still going to rise and fall. Can we talk about sports? Or are you guys entering your challenging the view juices?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.